Governor Phil Murphy in Elizabeth this afternoon signed into law a 5-year pathway for New Jersey to reach a $15 minimum wage. Today, we start our way on this path, said Murphy. Today we make our economy fairer and stronger. This is a huge step forward for 1.2 million workers, the governor added. In New Jersey, we have won the fight for $1.15. But the fight goes on, he said. The governor signed the bill after legislators passed a compromise bill that would raise the state's minimum wage from $8.85 to $10 per hour on July 1 and then increase it by $1 at the beginning of each year until hitting the benchmark of $15 in 2024. The minimum for agricultural workers would rise to $12.50 at the time. Seasonal workers and employees of businesses with 5 workers or less would reach the $15 minimum by 2026. Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver, Senate President Steve Sweeney, and Speaker Craig Coughlin joined Murphy on stage for the bill signing. U.S. Representative Frank Pallone, U.S. Representative Tom Malinowski, and State Senators Dick Cody, Joe Cryan, Nick Scutari, Joe Vitale, and Nellie Poe dotted the crowd. Assemblywoman Brittany Timberlake, Assemblyman Jamal Holly, Assemblyman Raj Mukherjee, Assemblywoman Angela McKnight, Assemblywoman Cleopatra Tucker, Assemblyman Tom Giblin, Assemblyman Dan Benson, Assemblywoman Patricia Egan-Jones, Assemblywoman Shanique Spate, and Assemblywoman Annette Quijano were also present, among others, including Mayor Chris Bullwage. First Lady Tammy Murphy was also in the House. So were Labor Commissioner Rob Acero Angelo and Anil Ilya Mejia of New Jersey Working Families. The legislation signed by Governor Murphy today will lift all boats and directly benefit more than 1 million workers and their families, said Wilfredo Laranquint, president of the CEU New Jersey State Council, comprised of more than 23,000 service workers statewide. This was an important promise kept by the governor, and we applaud legislative leaders who supported the bill.